Locker shocker. 7:44 a.m. I was happy and relieved that I actually made it to school on time. In spite of my very cruddy morning, I'd made up my mind that I was going to have a really good day. I was surprised that my new sweater got so much attention. As I was walking down the hall, practically everyone stopped and stared, even the guys. And get this, a few of the CCP, cute, cool, and popular girls, actually smiled, pointed, and whispered to each other. It was quite obvious they were loving my new sweater. I felt just like a fashion model walking the runway or something. I was like, "Good morning, people. Please don't hate on my fabulous sweater." But I just said that inside my head so no one heard it but me. When I got to my locker, I put my stuff away and was about to write a quick entry in my diary. I was feeling really happy about my life right then. I wasn't even that mad at Brianna anymore. Hey, she's only a little kid. When I was her age, I was way more annoying. Suddenly, I noticed Mackenzie staring at me like I was a two-headed, squirrel or something. But I just ignored her like I always do. Then she shrieked, "OMG, Nikki, where did you get that sweater?" Which was the stupidest question ever. That girl has the IQ of a wad of chewed bubblegum. I just glared at her and calmly answered, "I got my sweater from a store, you know, where you buy stuff like your hair and your tan." Mackenzie was obviously insanely jealous of my fabulous new sweater. And she just couldn't deal with the fact that my outfit was way cuter than her outfit. Then she pointed at me and snickered. "Nikki, are you trying to make a fashion statement, or have you just been eating out of the garbage again?" That's when I finally looked down at my sweater. Plastered across the front of it was, "Ew! Brianna's missing sandwich." I dropped my diary and just stared in horror. No wonder I had gotten so many stares from other students in the hall. But unfortunately, they hadn't been admiring my new sweater. That's when I noticed that Mackenzie and practically everyone in the hall were pointing and laughing at me, like I was some kind of freak. Then Mackenzie glared at me and snarled, "Hey, Nikki, would you like some flies with that sandwich? Oops, I mean fries." And everyone laughed even harder. I could not believe this was actually happening to me. I just stood there with my mouth dangling wide open. It was like I was waiting for a super clever comeback to crawl up my throat and jump right into Mackenzie's face. But I couldn't think of a single thing to say to her. So I just mumbled, "Whatever." OMG, I felt so humiliated and embarrassed and stupid. Blinking back my tears, I picked up my diary and shoved it into my backpack. Then I slammed my locker door shut and took off running down the hall.